Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is a bit of an honour. James just couldn't be with us at the moment, so I'm just taking the reins just for the moment at the eCity Ranch. So this is on BBS Radio as well as many other places. Rumble's probably the main place these days. And we've been doing a self-mastery ambassador workshop for the last few days. It's been pretty crazy from all sorts of phenomena, contact happening, daytime activity, nighttime activity. And it's been quite an interesting and exciting trip for myself coming here from Australia. What we're going to do on this show is cover some of what's been happening here with some of the guests, if they want to come up and share some of their experiences and stories, and I'll sort of chime in where I can. But yeah, who would like to come up and share anything that they've experienced or any of their stories? Yeah, Joe. Now this is an honour too. Coming, here's your mic, mate.
Yeah, keep in the house.
Yeah. All right. So, Joe, you're a rocket scientist.
Yeah, for 40 plus years, I worked on the first space shuttle mission back in 1981, and worked on everything manned space since then, and I'm still plugging away.
So you've had, let's just say, if you can talk about it, you've seen some stuff that, let's say, is normal but not of the norm.
Yes. And my first experience with the night watch was last night. And I was just simply blown away by all the satellites and the unidentified objects that were cruising from east to west. And it looked like a wagon train of UFOs and satellites all mixed together. And James allowed me to view some with the military-grade night vision goggles. And that really amplified the light where I could see like 10 times more objects. And they were just going in all directions. It was really amazing.
So as a rocket scientist, like how does this fit into your paradigm with what you've experienced? Not just here, but we've talked about other things, and I'm not sure what you can go into, but just in general, is it something that you've been open to since you were young, or just later in life you've seen this and you've had to integrate it and look at different things in a different way?
Yeah, I've seen some unusual things throughout my life, and I learned to allow what you're witnessing and open your heart, and good things happen, and just try not to blink.
So yeah, well that's the thing. Even some of the activity that we've got here is that quick. I know even for myself, with a lot of the evidence I've got, some of the beings will appear in like 1 to 2, 3 frames, within 30 frames in 1 second. Like, it's so quick, some of the phenomena and how it happens. And I think that's just life in general. Try not to blink, take it all in. But in terms of some of the stuff you've seen, like, there is a lot of satellites, there's a lot of space debris. What have you seen here that's convinced you in terms of it just being, we could say, paranormal, like turns or flashes or responses?
Yeah. So we experienced some flashes that I've never seen before in my entire life. And a few of us kind of hung around after everybody went to bed, and we kept talking about spirituality in the presentation that you presented this morning or yesterday morning, and going over all that. And every time we came up with these ideas, something would flash over our head. And I concluded later it was higher density beings up there communicating with us and actually giving us these downloads of these ideas of this amazing place and the spirituality that y'all teach about.
Looking back in life, even as a rocket scientist, and I mean this because we hear stories apparently, like even Tesla used to wake up and there would be information in his handwriting on the side of the bed that he wrote, but he doesn't remember writing. Do you feel, even science-wise, that yourself or people you know have you received information sort of like from somewhere that you don't understand sometimes in terms of
Oh
even
yeah.
science? Yeah.
Yeah, one time I was working on a computer program for a device on the space a vehicle that we work on, and I couldn't get it to work. And so I prayed to my guardian angel, Archangel Haniel, to give me the information that I needed to solve this problem. Then I went to bed, and then later that night I woke up and I received the download, and I had it all in my head. So I said, "Oh, great. Thank you, Archangel Haniel." So I went back to sleep, got up in the morning, went to work, and the first thing I did was get on my keyboard and I typed in 650 lines of code from memory. Just typed it like this and stopped and compiled it, and the thing worked. I was
That's
so
amazing.
grateful.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect example of something like that occurring. Now, is it the first Apollo mission you were part of that
The
you
first space shuttle mission.
space shuttle? Was there ever, and we, you know, I don't want the juicy stuff just for the sake of it, but it would be interesting. We've had people out here from NASA before. I've had people from NASA at my sanctuary in Australia as well. Have you seen anything like when you were working there with the space shuttle, like anything that was anomalous that came up, like or was talked about in NASA during any missions that you were there, or just stuff that made you think twice, like just you look back
Well,
on?
yeah, there was some old footage on some of the space shuttle missions where there were these objects in space that were like jellyfish. They looked like jellyfish, and they had this kind of motion like
Sort
this,
of like some of
and
the daytime stuff.
they were actually translating through space, doing this like a jellyfish. And I saw that and I thought that was pretty amazing, and I haven't seen it since.
That's interesting because I filmed some daytime stuff. One of the bits of footage was on TV was over Vegas, but even in Australia, this stuff that looks like a jellyfish or an octopus, and it's. To me, what I've got like through just my own intuition is there's something organic living in the atmosphere. And so what you're describing, was that actually in space? It was out of our atmosphere?
Yeah, it
Like,
was
yeah.
up, 150 miles up
Jeez,
from the
yeah.
surface.
That's
And
amazing.
it's in the vacuum of space, but it makes me believe that there's organisms that live up there that can live in the vacuum of space. And actually, the Russians have done research, and they've gone outside and scraped the side of their spacecraft and taken samples and seen organisms under the microscope,
Amazing.
living organisms.
There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And is there any other people like in that sort of community that you're aware of that's public in terms of you just happen to know them that's had experiences or UFO phenomena happen? I know that you've been to contact in the desert, you said recently. I know some people that were actually there as well. But it must be, I don't know the words to use, but just even interesting for yourself. Finding other people that have been in your caliber and community that have also been open to this. Have you found that a commonplace? People open to the UFO phenomena that are scientists connected to NASA?
Yeah, but in general, it's pretty rare. Most of the engineers there are there just to get the job done, and they don't do much speculation outside of what they perform in their work environment.
So where's this all led you? It's obviously, you know, we could say it's led you here to East SETI at the moment anyway, this journey. But for you, has the conscious connection been the big thing for you? Just the awareness and the, we could say, beyond the physical aspect of the phenomena. Because
Yeah.
you've got the physical stuff, but there's something conscious about it.
Right. And as an example, James does these clearings of negative beings before each one of our presentations. And every time he's done that, he's mentioned later after it happened that these higher level beings were present and were helping us and protecting us from the negative entities. And I actually had experiences, a spiritual experience of this love, God bringing me and filling me with love, joy, and bliss. And I actually like tingled and cried, and it was pretty amazing every time James did that.
Well, that's spiritual and a non-physical aspect of contact. This is very common when people do that technique, or they hear when this technique's happening. There is stuff that, as I say to people, take notice of hair standing up, temperature changes, goosebumps, emotions arising, and there is a tearful reaction in some cases that you're healing yourself or you're blissed out from the intelligences you're interfacing with. But also forms of healing that occur. And this is where it really takes the dimensions of contact to a new level that is not just about a light in the sky, but there's many different masters, saints, sages, angelic intelligences, and what have you that we've all got a link to if we want to use that link. Just like with when I make contact myself, it's just a thought and it's coming into the heart space. But when you're in a group like this, even back at Jaya in Australia, I love to use that similar technique with the table because it brings the group community together. Like even I was saying to some of the people here, by a couple of days into these events at East Eddy, it's like we're one big family. So it brings the group together, sort of any barriers, it sort of brings those shields down and people start vibing. But especially when you've been traveling so far to get here, there's sort of an integration period, but that table can sort of quicken that process as well as just release past traumas, as James says, wrong conclusions, judgments, and what have you. So, anything else you want to share about your experiences here, Joe, before we bring someone else on?
Well, after your morning session presentation, you took us on a walk around the property, and we were instructed to give these mantras of what we really want. And one of the things I wanted was to dissolve my chronic neck pain. And about halfway through, I was saying, "The neck pain is gone. The neck pain is gone," while walking, and the neck pain was gone after about walking halfway around. And then when we ended, I had another of this experience of super ultra love, joy, and bliss event where I actually tingled and cried a little bit. So I got a, it would really benefited me.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's what this place is here for too. It's not just a contact, but the healings that can occur. And we can do that to ourselves as well. And that field of dreams out there has had a lot of people have similar healings and things occur when they've walked on that path around it. James was telling you a story about that as well, but usually you'll just say you're happy, whole, and healthy and set the intention. Let go and walk and those types of things happen. So
Yeah.
yeah, but I hope you've had a good time. It
I
sounds like
enjoyed
it.
my stay here, and the ground crew gets a lot of credit for feeding us this wonderful food and providing us with excellent lodging. And I believe I'm gonna start coming here every year from now on.
That's a good review. Yeah,
All
no,
right.
thank you. Thank you. Thanks,
All right,
Joe.
thanks.
Thank you. No,
Thanks.
cheers, Joe. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you. How awesome is that? Yeah, I don't know if I can, but you want to come on? We can even just pass the mic for the crowd so they can keep hearing us so you don't have to keep turning that up and down if you want to come up and.
I got it regulated. I'll set it up, man. I'm
Yeah,
loud, so.
you're loud, man. Cool. All good. So we've got Cameron coming up who's. A friend of the ranch here and volunteer.
Yep.
And he's just coming up. You're right, mate. So,
Let me take my time here. We're
yeah,
good. We're
man.
good.
It's all good.
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, you're a diehard. We were out there till 2:30 last night. We saw all kinds of cool stuff. Who else was with us? Was
Elaine.
Elaine, where's she at? Oh, she's getting ready for Skywalk.
Scott,
Hey, how you doing?
yeah, good man, good
Yeah,
brother.
good to see
No,
you.
it's good
Good to
to
see you.
we first met in Hawaii, and all the crew thought I knew you. I hadn't met you, and you were helping out over there as well, and we had a good time there as well as we are here too. So, what do you want to share with just your experience with eCentee, your journey as well? Anything you we could actually do a full show just or we could have done a full one on you as well. But you've gone through a lot and you've also experienced a lot as well. So where would you like to go with this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been coming to, I'm gonna, yeah, I'll keep a good distance here because I'm pretty loud. So I'm in the sound booth, sound and lighting booth over there. So I had to regulate the volume just right on the soundboard so that I could be up here and not in the sound booth. It's good to be here, you guys. You know, what I love so much about eSETI is that I get to be here and just be present. You know, the land, the mountain, the trees, the animals, the people, and the content here, the information, and this the truth of what I experience here, it just brings me so much joy, and it gets me into a space where I can, you know, just be present and allow the you know, this amazing opportunity to integrate some of the experiences that I have here. For example, the you know, and Joe talked about it, and I've been on this a journey, right? And it has absolutely revolutionized my across the board, my abilities, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, spiritually. And, you know, I have developed my spiritual life over the course of time. And, you know, I've been learning, growing, and evolving. Now, coming to eSETI, I have experienced such a great piece of my spiritual life that I've expanded my spiritual life in doing the clearings. So the clearings, if you know, I have learned so much from both James Gilliland and also Peter Maxwell Slater. So I want to just give so much gratitude for you and James, because that has really, it really has been a huge asset, or you both have been an asset to me in my spiritual growth.
No, thank you. And look, right back at you, man. Like I admire what you've how you've pulled yourself through what you've been through. Like you've been through a lot. We're talking about it today. It's not just, one thing, it's quite a number of things you've gone through to have the attitude that you've got coming out the other side, that's self-mastery. That really is. And it's something that's constant as well, and to be persistent in that and to have that love and joy that you've got in your energy field when you're around people, you uplift everyone. Your energy is uplifting, and it's a testament to you, man, too. So, bless
Yeah,
you.
there's a lot of good people here. Leslie, and you know, who else is here? I mean, there's so many great people. You know, we got you know, just beautiful people here. And the self-mastery, this concept and what it means to me is taking a life experience, and no matter what you're going through, because we all have adversity, you know, and I show up to participate in life no matter what, you know, because I'm going to enjoy the ride, right? I mean, look, we're going to have challenges and difficulties, like that's a given, right? You know, but we can also, and you know, I get, I being here at eSETI, I get to share
my own experience and listen to other people's experience and get that, empathy and that validation and that, like, I understand, like, I resonate, like, I've been there and done that. And there's everyone here has such significant stories, and it is really, it's just touching, and it gives you a sense of gratitude and joy, because I was talking with somebody the other day. Look, I just to qualify for a moment, I got hit by a train. So when people say, emotionally, right? Like, I'm a train wreck, right? Like, I literally got hit by a train, lost my arm and both my legs. And I live my life with independence and freedom. I utilize prosthetics, two prosthetic legs, prosthetic arm, and I've this adaptability to persevere and be resilient, and that human spirit of resiliency. And I know because we are faced with an enormous, what is seemingly this adversary. Like, how are we going to get through this on the journey collectively? And we come here and we get to look at the reality that we're creating and manifesting and building together. And, because of like you all, each and every one of you, and I shared this with someone who I got to hear their beautiful story yesterday, and I really hope that she got comes up here and shares as well, because she has had an extraordinary life. Talk about, just a lot of hardship, and yet she found herself. She made she got to she's here. She showed up, right? And you show up in life, and because of my past, yes, I had a serious injury that was an identity crisis, and I had to really redefine myself. And early on, after I had that life-changing moment, I also had another turning point, and I saw my first, I had a UFO encounter, and
You filmed some cool stuff too. You've shown me, you filmed some pretty cool stuff,
And
man.
that set me on a path and to discover the truth. And in that, over the years of researching and taking initiative and getting out there and exploring this, this really like, hey, like what's going on here, and I got to meet James, and I turned up here in 2020, 2019 or 2020. And as the world was going through a global pandemic and everywhere was shut down, James and the East Eddy Ranch stayed open, and that resonated with me, And I showed up, and I've been coming to East Eddy every summer, at least for one event. And it is amazing here. The things that I just love the connection. I love the connection to be present. The awareness, and really just for me, like, again, gratitude. I bring it back to gratitude, that that attitude of gratitude,
And he has a heap of good people come through too, just different teachers and just different ways you can look at UFOs, healing, eating healthy, technologies. It's like all areas these things are sort of coming in and out of the sanctuary at East Eddy and educating, because it's really, 40 years that he's been doing this. It's a powerhouse for really a mecca to the future humans. And it's awesome that people like yourself come through here, got that connection. And what about some of the, you want to share any of the experiences you've had here since you've been here, these trips, any of the sightings or pardon me?
Over, I remember the first year I came here, it was undeniable. I mean, I was seeing, because just to give some, for those that are watching, or re-watching this live stream or here in the audience,
you guys have this is an amazing place to skywatch. And I got to see, since my encounter I had, I was fascinated with this subject and the topic of UFOs and UAPs. And I really didn't see anything to, that out of this world until I, showed up here. And I mean, we're seeing fleets of ships come through. We're seeing, ships, converging. We're seeing, blinkers, over here, blink, over here, blink, over here, blink. And my favorite is the power-ups, and when they power up, last night we saw quite a few power-ups, and it was you can't blink, because if you put it's happened so fast, sometimes you can't even, it's too late, like to hit the record button and film it. But when I first showed up, I remember I saw a multitude of these undeniable, convergence, fleets, power-ups. And then as I'm going to bed, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. I'm walking, to my tent, and or one of the cabins, and I just stop, and I'm looking, and there's a bunch of trees around, and I look through. So the trees, the leaves, the branches are blocking out the sky. There was this like little window right through to see the sky. And literally in that little space to see the sky, there was a blinker that was like blink, 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 like 4 times in this little tiny square in the sky through the trees. And I'm like, you can't
What's
make
the
this stuff
chances of
up.
that?
And this kind of thing happens constantly here. And
Yeah.
constantly in my, quite frankly, I'm out skywatching all the time, and I filmed some pretty cool things. I just filmed a, for the first time, I filmed a cigar shaped ship, and it came out of the north, off the central coast in California. Came out of the north, and then it just drifted really slow over to the west, over the Pacific Ocean, and then my battery died. But it was like a 2.5 minute video. It was really cool.
Did, so you the footage wasn't kept on the
I
camera?
got it.
You
I got.
got
I'll
it. Yeah,
show
awesome.
you.
Yeah.
I'll
No,
show
you've
you.
got some cool stuff, man. And it's cool. You're down in California, so that's your stomping grounds mainly. Yeah.
Yeah, I live down there, but I've been traveling. I travel quite a bit. I love traveling, and just, California is my home base, and shoot, I gotta travel down to visit you in
Yeah,
Australia
man, come and check it
go
out.
to Jaya Sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's a
And I was seeing a bit similar phenomena last night. There was one lady here that saw it with me. There was a flash probably about 30 meters in front of me that was just the same stuff I get back at home. When the beings are just teleporting down momentarily and they sort of partially materialize and then phase out again. So I've been having full-blown experiences here for over a decade. But it's, one of those places where, as an example, there might be two people come here from Portland on one weekend and they end up living a few blocks away from each other. And now they've got a friend to have a coffee with and they thought they knew no one. They were isolated in their experiences. I just see people being here at the right time to meet other people and just the healings, the upgrades in just terms of purging stuff and releasing and uplifting. It's all the time here. So it's awesome to have you here too, man. Is there anything else you want to share?
Oh, I mean, we could sit here and talk for hours. You know
Yeah,
what I'm saying
yeah.
here? I will. I do want to include your content. Going back, I did get to go to the first E-SETI Hawaii on my 40th celebration birthday, so it was quite an honor. And also here, some of the information that you've presented. Okay, so in February, in Big Island, Hawaii,
And then also, here at East Seti in Washington, in July. And in between February and July, I've incorporated some of the teachings, such as the rainbow body meditation that you presented on today and back in February at East Seti, Hawaii. So on a daily basis, I've been, just part of my spiritual practices, my discipline, prayers and meditation, clearings that I learned from James. He's got them on his website. He's got them in his books. And also some of the clearings that you do. I'm switching it up, and I've been doing your clearings. Because what you're so kind, you actually provide like all your slides and all your material, and you'll email it to the attendees. And I was digging into it, and I really love your clearing, and I've been doing James's clearing forever. So I was like, I'm gonna do this, and I'll do meditation. And the first number of months, I'm just hitting play and like meditating, and kind of just like really like it just really hit home. So I've been doing and also the Merkaba meditation. So I've been kind of mixing it up, and we got to do that today, kind of the abbreviated version. And it's just, it's phenomenal stuff, and it really has, I think for me, it's expanding my consciousness. It's getting me closer to my in building my relationship with my spirit guides. Ever so present in my life more and more. And so I just I it's information that, being a spiritual person, I think everyone here and everyone listening, we lean in to the spirituality. We're very open-minded and open-hearted. And I think this kind of material is really, just expanding me even more deeper into my spiritual practice, and the presence of the God creator source in my life. And it is pretty fantastical in science fiction to think that there is just this, there are, so many beings out there. It's sort of like the old paradigm is like, just to even fathom that there's beings. And now here we are with like this psychological preparation of, whether it's the announcement or not, like, hey, we're not alone in the universe. And guess what? They've been here a long time. Like, this is being planted in people's consciousness. And yet we're kind of have like a head start. Like, we're like, hey, there's a lot of beings out there. In fact, we can interact with them and work with the benevolent, multidimensional, higher dimensional beings that we just call on them, and we ask. And it's so amazing to have that protection and guidance and care. And it's something that I can say has, there's numerous occasions that it's come to my aid,
Well, that's where, like, you are all guides in physical form to others, because with the situation at hand, like, the US now is at the forefront of disclosure files that they've released recently. It goes back a lot further than that, and just higher up acknowledgement of what they call UAPs is a great thing. And as I say to people, we've sort of got to bring it back, because a lot of people, they've heard about this, they've been open to it, but now to slowly have it introduced that this is an actual reality. Is such a fantastic thing. And that's where everyone here's sort of ahead of the game, but also there to advise about maybe topics to look up to do with the subject within the topic itself, different perspectives on the UFO and even the spiritual aspect, like the Merkaba, our chariot, our throne, our rainbow body, our orb of light, which the translated word of Buddha talks about, the transparent spheres to come down to visit men with the gods in them. And so we'll show you some of the human potentiality today, some of the videos that one video, I will actually show two videos, but one video with what I'm doing with some of the psionics and scientists. And it's This is where it brings me back to human potentiality, and you're a prime example of human potentiality and what you've gone through and how you've dealt with that, man. So, thumbs up for that, man. And yeah, it's good to have you around, and it's good to see you again. And I heard last year, at the start of the year, you said you were going to come out and you're here, and it's good to be spending time with you again.
It's we're on an adventure, and I'm enjoying the ride. And you guys it's been amazing. You guys are an amazing group. And every time I come up here, I just, I feel like I have, a family away from my family that I can really, really get, drop in with, on some really deep levels. And that means, that truly that is meaningful and valuable when you have people that you can. And I've heard so many people say here, I can talk about anything here and not be judged. And it is so, it is a book, and we've all been through a lot. I know, because we decided we're taking the road less traveled. We're not taking the easy path. And because of that, we get a lot of criticism, and a lot of, people throw shade our way, and it can be it there can be some difficult situations. Oh, we got a chair falling apart over there. Hold on to your seat, right? Because we are going to enjoy this ride together. I've been stealing the limelight long enough.
No, it's good. I'm glad you've been on it. And you had a good analogy and joke today about, what you've gone through physically, and also what you went through a couple of years ago. But
Oh,
your attitude with that's not only a joke, but how you said, "No, I'm going to come down here and I'm going to sign this contract, but I want to, maybe relook at this, and this." And you've got a good perspective on it, man.
So we have been laughing our asses off. You know what I'm saying? And we're just talking about all this cool stuff, our experiences, and it really is healing. You know what I mean? And what I shared with you earlier had to do with probably one of the most I'm not going to get into it right now, but let's just say that it had to do with the potential federal custody, and some events that would have really they have been have really impacted me in a very negative way. Yet I've approached this with compassion and forgiveness, and that's reframed everything. Instead of playing the victimhood, right? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna persevere through this. I've been through tough times before, and on the other side of that, it's like the harder the challenge, the more glorious the reward. And I know that to be
And that's
true.
Jaya. Well, I call it Jaya Sanctuary back home, because it means victory, self-mastery, and a balance of masculine and feminine. But I want, more importantly, everyone to be able to walk away with some victory in their life rather than being a victim. And you're a true embodiment of that, man.
I signed up for this, right? Let's go. Send it. I'm up there. I'm with all the angels. I'm about ready to incarnate on planet Earth for my mission. And I'm reading the paper, the contract, and I'm like, yep. Oh man, this is a long contract. Oh wait, you forgot something. Come on over here. Get the manager over here. Hey, where's the manager? We got, okay, I'm reading the freaking, I got a sign below on the dotted line here. I'm reading the fine print, and I'm like, I'm gonna go down there and kick butt. I'm gonna be doing triple backflips and jumping it. Let's send it. We're going in, and we're gonna burn all the karma in this lifetime right now. Mission accomplished. And I think so highly of each and every one of you, because we can relate. We understand, you know, and you're here doing work too, and I honor you for the work you're doing, and I have so much love for you all. So thank
No,
you
pleasure,
for
Nicola. Pleasure, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Who's that?
Yeah, anybody else want to come up here?
This is your audition.
So I will say why I've been here as well. I went to in Bingen, I think it is. Oh well, no, it's actually White Salmon. I went to the Bigfoot Museum there, Marge's Outdoor, I think it's called, with what's that?
Indeed.
Bingen, yeah. I went to the Bigfoot Museum there, and I'd recommend go and check it out. I think it's called Marge's Outdoor. Outdoors, yeah, it was pretty cool. James, I forget James's last name, but there's a gentleman there, James, and yeah, he's a pretty cool dude, and you will see a video we'll bring out shortly with him as well, just covering that store and some of the stuff there. But I do want to share your name for everyone.
Linda.
Linda. We've been hanging out on the Skywatch field during the events, and you are even filming some stuff yourself with night vision.
Yes, after I had witnessed the miraculous skies here at East SETI, I purchased my own set of the nighttime goggles. And so I often at my own home take the goggles out at night and get to see all the miraculous things going on. So it's no matter where you go, it's there. Just gotta look up and have no city lights. It has been pretty dark out. But then everyone that I've introduced the goggles to, and especially the people who are not believers, instantly they are blown away by what they see.
Isn't it crazy what you can see with the night
Oh,
vision goggles?
you have no idea until you experience it.
And I'm used to just seeing with the eyes, because in Australia you can get those night vision goggles. It just, you know, they are pretty darn expensive, and I'm usually using normal cameras except the Sonics part of the time now. Though when you look through those night visions, like you're going to see a lot more satellites, but you're also going to see stuff that is doing 90-degree turns, that's just doing stuff that doesn't make sense. How long have you been looking to the skies?
Probably been at least 15 years, maybe a little more. But when you talk about the satellites, there used to be a lot more. They're really, I don't see satellites anymore. I do see military aircraft that are up there trying to figure out what's going on. They do fly around very stealth, but you can see them even with your own eyes. And the other, benevolent entities that are up there protecting us, they're just flying through the skies. I mean, you feel it. It's like a force out there that is making sure that nothing is going to get to us, and they're bringing love and protection. It's just kind of a fun game to watch.
Are you seeing similar stuff from home to here as well?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. But then when I come here, what is nice about it is because James and then such as yourself, Peter, where you are doing this all the time, it brings me clarification. There's things I see that I'm not quite sure, what I might be seeing. Then I come here and I learn more. So it just makes that much the clarity and much more fun now when I go back home that I
And
can
first
work.
time here as well?
My first time
Yeah,
here? No.
no.
No, this is it's only my third time here. I came prior to the pandemic, and then after that, then how the world was. But now, with all the things that are evolving and the changes that we're approaching, the major love that's going to be given to us here soon, that has been in the works, and pretty soon the big reveal that will happen. I just knew it was time to come and see where we're at, what's going to be happening, and to get the information firsthand
Pardon
and see it from with all the benevolent beings who have done so much work to protect us and bring us there and to save humanity.
So you obviously like E-SETI too, because you've come back.
Yes, I
Yeah,
love it. Yes, I needed that little surge again. And when you're with a group of people, that energy is even stronger,
yes.
and it creates our journey to get to where we need to get to at a quicker rate. So the more you get together with a group with like-minded, loving thoughts and doing the different things that we've been doing here, such as Joe and Cameron have been talking about, that all helps us get the rest of humanity to the point to where we can all benefit from the hard work of getting rid of the dark.
And that's what this is doing. Like, again, we're students always first, but we're also teachers, and that's what this is doing. We're learning from each other, we're teaching each other. Even if it's James and I doing the teaching, it's still going on amongst us learning from you guys as well.
Absolutely.
And it's been an awesome time. And James was mentioning today, and it's a good point that the more that we're cohesive, the more that the activity sort of is in frequency with that, and even it enhances it as well.
Absolutely. I believe and I feel and I know through the love you feel that it brings out the strength, and it's like they almost want to show off, to show you almost a competition of who loves us more.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to do is ask. They will help us do anything that's loving or necessary to help us achieve these goals of getting to where everyone can have a loving environment, and we're all going to prosper from this.
Definitely. Is there anything specific from this trip that has sort of been a highlight, whether an experience or a sighting or just upliftment inside?
Most definitely. I mean, obviously the Skywatch is always an exciting adventure, no matter how many times you look. But we also going out into the fields, the Palladian Circle, and I'm a very huge Sasquatch fan and follower. I have experienced Sasquatch out in the field, and this particular time I did bring some things that I have that I know they like. So I'm going to go give them some gifts.
Cool.
And then when we were out there walking around, there is an area that was dedicated to the Sasquatch family. And as I approached that, I got so emotional. Even talking about it, I can't do this. Okay, all right. I thought I could hold it. Anyway, it's just you could feel the love and the warmth because they love us so much. And if you're kind-hearted, because they're very psychic. And they also want to help protect you. So as I was approaching that area, it was just, oh, it's overwhelming.
They've been
It was
stepping
nice.
up to this trip. I see sort of these ebbs and flows with certain energies that come in or beings. And this time we've had a few people having the Bigfoot experience. And we're in that part of America where even though this stuff is happening worldwide with Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch, we're really in the mecca of it right here. And a few people are having experiences with them this trip, which is cool because they're part of this family as well.
Absolutely, yes.
No, thank you for sharing your story and coming
Thank
up,
you.
and I appreciate it. It's been good, and we've just got a few minutes left. Yeah, no, thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
You're a hand, everyone. Yeah. Anybody else want to come up? Or too intimidated? Oh, you want to come up? Yeah.
All right.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
You've been coming here for a decade.
I have. And it's developed into like one of it's hands down favorite places on this planet. And I have developed that love over the 10 years I've been here. First time I came here, I was like, what is all this about? And now I come here and I feel like, especially with this weekend and the workshop that we're working on, it's about how to take care of yourself, how to truly love yourself. This crew that takes care of Aseti along with James, they give you unconditional love, and you don't feel that when you're outside of here. It's like a party of unconditional love, and every human being needs that. Like, we all need it. And when I come here, I feel like I don't have to shield, I don't have to guard. My heart space is wide open, and I feel so loving towards everything and everyone. And I don't feel that day to day. I have to work really hard in my life within this construct that we exist in to like constantly keep that vibration in a beautiful state, which is really hard to do. It's a lot of work. And coming here is like you just get a vacation. It is truly like magnificent. I don't, I and the teachings between you and James have been amazing. The energy that you guys have created together and bounced back and forth, and the laughter and joy that I've felt is, it's just like phenomenal. I feel like I'm in another dimension. Honestly, it's so cool. Like I don't even, if you are a spiritual seeker, if you want to like start to understand and study yourself, and you want to have a vacation from this construct and matrix that we exist in, that is always trying to bring you, it's always trying to lower your vibration. Come here. You will find the peace that you're looking for even a moment. It's so beautiful. And the people here, like every single person that I just want to make friends here. Whereas normally in my normal life, I'm like, oh, watch out, shield yourself, orb around you. And some of the, you're always like thinking that way.
Spewed
You've got
up.
thought forms running through your head that aren't yours constantly, and they bring you down. It's the food brings you down, the water brings you, just everything. So this is like, I'm sure Jaya Sanctuary is the same way as a SETI. It's like it's all about that self-love, the love that humanity should have for one another, that we somehow just like we've gotten so lost. And this is a reminder, and it's an experience that you will not have anywhere. And it's worth more than any amount of money that you will ever have. So yeah, that's how I feel about it. Yeah, totally. And today Peter blew my mind with something that he can do. I don't want to reveal it because it's a part of the Ascension and Mastery workshop that you must take. But he does. His teachings are just as incredible as James. I've studied with James for years, so, but
No,
yeah.
thank
And I
you.
can't thank you guys enough for putting yourself out there because it's so hard. It's hard because everything wants to bring you down, and it's hard to put yourself out there. So yeah,
No, thank you.
and the Skywatch and everything. I mean, the other guys described it, but it's phenomenal. It's going to blow your mind. It's a total paradigm shift from your everyday average life and the construct you live in.
And just the energy and the view of that
Yeah.
mountain as well. And what James has built here, every single thing that you see, he's
Yeah.
built. And I helped build a few cabins and he's had help. But when you look at, I've seen him how he builds and it's just amazing. So, yeah. But no, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And
Thanks so
we'll
much.
probably wrap this up in a couple of
Yeah.
minutes. So, yeah, no, thank you for
Thank you.
sharing.
Yep.
Thank you. So yeah, we'll wrap this up in a second. And I just will say, look, for upcoming events, go to eSETI.org. Also, throw James a donation as well if you can. He puts everything into this. It's a very big operation in terms of funding that to keep this place going, people wouldn't even imagine. Doing this for 40 years is pretty hardcore. And just the tens of thousands of people that have come here over that 40 years is amazing as well. So he's been doing a lot of great work and the clearings on the website there. And if you want to go over and check Jaya Sanctuary in Australia, jayasanctuary.com as well. There's some clearings there as well. But look, there's lots of tips and tools on James's website. And yeah, upcoming events again, check them out. And I'm not sure if he's doing anything in the Hawaii place later this year, early next year, you might be. But this is definitely a place to come and visit. The energy, even in the hall that we're in now, this hall, that many years of just intense practices and work, we are a portal, we are a vortex ourselves, and we're connected to that source. But when you are doing your practices over and over in the same place, you're building a huge energy place. and it's easier for the intelligences to come through, which are really about helping to empower you with your own God source connection, not looking at them as external sources to either validate or fix situations, but to help us help ourselves, which is a beautiful teachings from James as well. So we'll wrap it up there. Thank you everyone for being here at this workshop. Thank you everyone for watching. And yeah, next week you'll see James back at it. So love, light, and bliss, and thank you for joining us.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.